This addendum is a little bit more about translations. Translations are kind of like people. No two of us are exactly alike, but we have a lot in common. There's always some kind of skill that each one of us has that's a little bit better than the other person, or a little bit worse. We all know or have heard of the story of the woman who makes a great bowl of chili, nothing like mama's chili, or fried chicken, or the guy who's just a wizard with a car. In other words, there's something special in some kind of set of skills or personality about each one of us that makes it worthwhile for us to exist as far as us dealing with each other. In the larger scale, the same is true for a translation, and for some really important reasons that we don't think about. In order to illustrate those reasons, I'm going to have to give you a couple of Hebrew words, okay? The most important Hebrew word you can learn, two of them, are the two Hebrew words that tell you how you got saved by Christ, what it was he actually did that paid for your sins, physically did to pay for your sins. It wasn't dying. It was thinking. These two Hebrew words are in Isaiah 53:11. And if I explain what they mean in Hebrew, you'll begin to understand why we need many translations and why we still need the original too. The first Hebrew word of your salvation and mine is bedato. Now it's really a compound. B means by means of. Okay? I'm going to cover more about B in a minute, but just learn it now. It's a preposition. B. Okay? The word that it's attached to is called da'at. Da'at means knowledge, and it specifically means truth knowledge. Not just any old kind of knowledge, but now it's got the connotation. This is why translations are important. The actual word has the connotation that it's not knowledge if it's not knowledge of the truth. So to abbreviate it by saying truth knowledge is kind of like to shave the meaning. The real meaning of da'at means knowledge that by, you know, knowledge such that without it, I don't know. Let me see how hard this is to translate. Da'at means knowledge of the truth. And all other kinds of knowledge isn't really knowledge. Okay, if I wanted to give da'at its full meaning, that's how I'd have to define it. Now you'll notice I had to use about 15 words to define da'at, which has only two syllables. Okay, so ba-da'at, by means of truth knowledge. Okay, and the O means his. It's a suffix that stands for possessive. By means of his truth knowledge. Okay? Now, by means of his truth knowledge is six words in English, but it's only three syllables in Hebrew. So you begin to see the problem. Plus, it's not really just knowledge, and it's not really just truth. It's really a whole philosophy that says it's not knowledge if it's not knowledge of the truth. Now, how are you going to translate that in English? You could say by means of truth. You could say, by means of his truth. You could say by means of his knowledge. Okay? The problem is that ba also means in. Sometimes it means because of. So you can say by means of his truth, by means of his knowledge, in his truth, in his knowledge. And it also sometimes means because of or with reference to. with reference to his truth, with reference to his knowledge. Beginning to see the issue here? I'm coming up with like 16 different translations of the same three syllables. And each one of them is valid. Now, why is that? Because each word means many things. It doesn't just have one meaning, the words in Hebrew or Greek. Same is true for a lot of words in English, too, but much more true in the Hebrew and Greek, and it's on purpose. By using one word, da'at, God is telling us a whole bunch of stuff. He's saying it's not knowledge if it's not knowledge of the truth. He's saying that it's not truth if it's not knowledge. You know, because what good is the truth if you don't know it? All right? Da'at. Okay, but how do you translate that? You can't just translate it knowledge, and you can't just translate it truth, and even if you translated truth, knowledge, okay, and it really means mastery of it, not just having it. So now I've introduced a third idea you weren't hearing before, mastery of truth, knowledge. Okay, well, but how are you going to translate all that? Well, that's the point of many translations. Because one translator is going to look at it, and maybe he's tired, and he just truncates the meaning to knowledge. He looks at the preposition be, and he just says by means of. Or he looks at the preposition be, and he says in. Okay, but that's not all the meanings it's got. And God is talking about all the meanings of the word when he writes. So it's by mastery of truth knowledge. Okay, in truth, in knowledge, because of truth, because of knowledge, with reference to truth, with reference to knowledge. Okay, so now I've just created 16 Bible translations, each one of which is telling you a valid meaning of bedato, by means of his knowledge, by means of his truth, in his truth, because of his truth. Okay, so now I could create 16 Bibles, and every one of them will kind of be wrong, because it doesn't include all 16 meanings. There's no one Bible going to have all 16 meanings. They're not allowed to do that in Bible translation. The translation committee makes you pick only one. It's like a multiple choice test, and you got five answers that are really reasonably correct, but you have to pick one. That's what the translation committee imposes on the translator. So he can't give you 16. Plus, you know, it'd be pretty unwieldy then, this word in Hebrew in Isaiah 53:11 would take like, you know, a paragraph and a half to translate. And then you'd lose your place as to what it was you were trying to learn from the verse in the first place. You see the problem? So that's why you need lots of translations. Because there's like 16 different ways you can render the word. And they're all correct one way or the other, like little stacked blocks, like a multiple story building, like a skyscraper of meanings. They all have a place. It matters to say because of his knowledge. Okay? This is how he paid for your sins, because of his knowledge. Not because of his physical blood. By means of his knowledge, that's how he paid. That's true too. Notice a slightly different emphasis in English? Hebrew preposition ba means all those things at one time. But in English, we have to use more words to focus on each meaning. With reference to his mastery of knowledge. That's another good translation. Same badato. Okay? So now you learn something about the problem of translations. That's why I say never throw out a translation, because some translator might have, you know, recorded some nuance of meaning, because there's like 16 meanings, all of them have a validity, that you missed because you were looking at a different translation. Okay? Now that's the other reason why it's helpful, more helpful to know the original. Because you learn all the meanings at once, so when you look at the word in Hebrew or Greek, you see all those meanings at once. It's kind of like, you know, Saturday Night Live. okay? Somebody who's never seen Saturday Night Live on television here in America doesn't know what that program is and doesn't know the characters that are usually there, the format, the music, the kind of skits that they do. It's a very loaded term, Saturday Night Live. But somebody, you know, is in Afghanistan would think you're talking about a day of the week and it's live. They wouldn't understand what it meant. So that's the difference between the original and a translation. I can translate Saturday Night Live into Afghani if I knew Afghani or Farsi, but it wouldn't have the same meaning. So that's another problem with translation. That's why it's better to learn the original, because you can see all the meanings at once and you've only got a couple of words that you have to learn instead of like 16 translations. So you see, if you really want to be lazy, learn the original. I'm very lazy. That's why I learned the original, okay? Because then I can see all the meanings at once, like watching Saturday Night Live on TV. All the meaning is right there in front of me at once. And I have to sit there and scratch my head over, well, why is it talking about a day that's alive? Okay? Now, the second word to learn about your salvation is called Yatzdik. This one is a whole lot easier to translate. Yatzdik means he causes to make righteous. He causes to justify. It's a complete action. There's nothing left out. There's nothing you can do. There's no part of it you have to play. It's not bargain basement salvation where you get half off and, oh, you got to do some works too, like repent, cry tears at the altar, feel sorry for your sins, make Christ Lord, get wet. There's no room for works in Yatzdik. Yatzdik comes from tzaddik. That's the noun, actually, from adjective. It means to make righteous. It means to justify. It means to vindicate. It means to exonerate. It means to make blameless. It means to acquit. Like if you were in a courtroom, because this is the most important function of it right now. You're in a courtroom, you're accused of a crime, and you're proven innocent, you're declared innocent, you're acquitted of the crime. All those meanings are in Yatzdik. He makes righteous. He acquits you. He exonerates you. He makes you free. Free in a juridical sense. Okay? He justifies. So, bedaato Yatzdik, by means of truth knowledge, he justifies. By means of truth knowledge, he vindicates. By means of truth knowledge, he exonerates. By means of truth knowledge, he acquits. By means of truth knowledge, he makes righteous. Now you see where all those New Testament passages come from, like 2 Corinthians 5:21. Paul's just quoting Isaiah 53:11. So are all those passages that talk about us being righteous and blameless in Him. You know where it says in Christ like a bazillion times in the New Testament? This is what it's looking back at. That's what all those verses are looking back at. Isaiah 53:11, Yatzdik. Okay, so how are you going to translate Yatzdik? Well, we just translated it 10 different ways. And every single one of them is valid. So you see why you need Bible translations? And so many? Here are the two words that tell you the exact mechanics of how He paid for your sins and mine. Bedaato Yatzdik. That's it. See how deft that is? Very easy to remember, because of course the Jews had to learn to memorize this by heart. And they could walk around all day long, so can you now. Saying, Bedaato Yatzdik, Bedaato Yatzdik, Bedaato Yatzdik. By means of mastery of knowledge, he makes righteous. Bedaato Yatzdik. In truth, he makes righteous. In truth, he justifies. In truth, he vindicates. In truth, he acquits. In truth, he exonerates. All those meanings are true. All those meanings are in the Hebrew. Okay, how's a poor translator who's got to pick just one gonna do it? You know, it's tantamount to mistranslation if he picks only one meaning. You see why I harp on translations in the original? See why I stress so much? Get God's words, the ones he preserved. Because no matter what the translator does, he's cutting out some of the meaning, and there's no way around it. I couldn't translate it any better than anybody else either. You know, if the translator was tired on a verse, I can improve what he did wrong. So can anybody else. But it's never going to be good enough. I don't care if you're a genius in 16,000 languages. You cannot put enough meaning from the Hebrew, as I'm just showing you now, into any English translation. Because you're only allowed to pick one word. Not 16. Okay, but the original words have 16 meanings, and they all are true in different ways. Like a jigsaw puzzle, like a mosaic, like a skyscraper. So that's the problem with the translations. It's not their fault. It's God's genius in picking words that have 16 meanings that are all true all at once. So it's up to you whether you want to learn the original or not. But as you can see, it might save you a lot of wear and tear and be a whole lot more fun. But that means you can learn it. Bye.